after 4 minutes in, not the first 4 minutes, I thought that we were looking to find the rhythm. We were looking for our game. I haven't played it so long, but after that, it was pretty good. And then the second period was pretty solid. The first 9 minutes, we didn't give a shot for 9 minutes, and then. And that's how it is in this league. There's a momentum switch, and then dealing with one average shift turns out to be a momentum switch in the game, and that's where we need to improve. Two goals and, you know, in two shifts, and it's on us. It's dealing with managing the puck and making sure, understanding what's going on the ice. And then I thought in the third we battled hard. I felt with the guys worked hard. I mean, facing some adversity. Patrice Cormier just before the game getting sick. He tried to warm up. He couldn't play. So we had Jimmy Lodge, who's a winger, and Howden, who's a winger, playing in the middle. So I think overall the guys battled hard.
That second goal especially, did you sense that maybe rattled your goaltender and your team a bit? Because it seemed like even after that, you guys were on your heels for the next few minutes, and it could have been actually a lot worse, I guess.
No, I mean, it's going to happen. That's hockey. Some goals, some bad goals are going to happen. We won the faceoff, and the puck is in our zone. We just didn't manage it right. And it's a bad angle shot, and Eric has been tremendous for us. It's going to happen. You have to deal with those things and just get back to it. But after that goal, for the next four shifts, five shifts, we were struggling. I even asked the players on the bench, do we need a timeout here? Are we ready to deal with this? What's going on? And the guys said they were good to go. So, and then we had the TV timeout. We had a little chat, and we finished the period pretty strong.
That 4 minute penalty kill in the third included a couple big block shots. Brandon Tanev looks like a couple stung him, but to see a guy's first game and he's throwing his body in front of pucks like that tells you a bit about the player, I guess.
Yeah, he's. That's what he does for a living. He's got energy. He's on the forecheck. He's creating speed on the ice. He's forcing everybody to move faster. And the penalty kill is that's his bread and butter. And for him to block shots and to do it here with us, that's what he needs to do. He knows it. He's a mature person. He knows his role, and he brought it to us tonight.
Is it still something that players and coaches are still getting used to? A lot of strategy involved, and obviously the puck that ended up in the back of your net, there's a situation your guys got caught out there, they're tired, and not a lot they could do at that point. You often see teams now retreating into their own end to actually get a line change. Has strategy changed or evolved, do you think, in 3-on-3?
Absolutely. You're looking, and when you look at that, you look at the goals and how they were scored, and most of the time it's off the rush. Not too often you're going to see a team controlling the puck in the offensive zone for a period of time and then scoring a goal. It's missing the net on one side and it goes back on the other side and it's a goal. On that play, it's a 2-on-1. Jimmy Lodge lost his edge at the blue line, and then it's a 2-on-1, and they scored a goal. And it's most times it's a rush four, and that's what you want to create. So using the full ice, and even using your goaltender, using the back of your net to make a line change, coming to the puck, interchanging on the ice. These are plays that you can use on the 3-on-3. But it is evolving. It is. There's different strategies to manage, and also defending. We talk about scoring goals, but when you don't have the puck 3-on-3, what do you do? And you have to be patient because maybe the other team's going to control the puck. You have to find a way. When do you put pressure? When do you support your your partner on the ice to create a turnover. So there's still a learning curve, I think, but it's certainly evolving. It is exciting for the fans. It is exciting for us as well. And we're at our level, we're still looking to find, you know, the right guys who should be on the ice, trying to manage who played well that game to, you know, give them a little bit of extra. And so it's certainly exciting for sure.